USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The man who sold the gun used in the Colorado shooting shocked and heartbroken. John Mark Eagleton owns the store where Ahmad Elisa bought a Ruger AR-556 less than a week before allegedly killing 10 people in a Boulder grocery store. Eagleton says the 21-year-old Elisa passed a background check, and the Colorado Bureau of Investigations approved the sale. Meanwhile, investigators continue searching for a motive into Monday's shooting. Boulder County District Attorney Michael Daugherty making a pledge yesterday.
To the victims, families, and to this community, I promise you that we work tirelessly to make sure that the right thing happens in that case. That is my firm and solemn commitment, and everyone in this building, everyone connected to this investigation, shares that determination and focus.
Elisa charged with 10 counts of murder, more charges pending. Daugherty says the trial will likely take at least a year. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A new record set for COVID vaccinations in the U.S. The number of vaccine doses administered Friday, almost 3.5 million. The White House says that's the most ever in a single day. Still, the U.S. is averaging at least 50,000 cases and 1,000 deaths a day. That is CDC Director Rochelle Walensky worried.
We have seen cases and hospital admissions move from historic declines to stagnations to increases. And we know from prior surges that if we don't control things now, there is a real potential for the epidemic curve to soar again.
Meanwhile, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona saying this week he wants all schools to be open for in-person learning this fall. He also tells ABC's The View yesterday being vaccinated won't be mandatory to re-enter the classroom.
Yes, we want educators to be vaccinated. We want the community at large to be vaccinated to prevent the spread of the vaccine. But we know there are examples of schools safely reopening without everyone being vaccinated.
Cardona also says remote learning could continue to be an option for students. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The former CDC director causing controversy discussing the origins of COVID-19. Here's Tim Berg.
The former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is speaking out as far as where he believes the virus that causes COVID-19 came from. Robert Redfield telling CNN.
If I was to guess, this virus started transmitting somewhere in September, October in Wuhan.
September, October.
That's my own view. It's an only opinion. I'm allowed to have opinions now. You know, I am of the point of view that I still think the most likely etiology of this pathogen in Wuhan was from a laboratory, escaped. The other people don't believe that. That's fine. Science will eventually figure it out. It's not unusual for respiratory pathogens that are being worked on in a laboratory to infect a laboratory worker.
Redfield, now a medical advisor to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The WHO last month calling it extremely unlikely the virus originated in a lab. They maintain it spread to humans from an infected bat. Former President Trump weighing in on a new voting law in Georgia. The Election Integrity Act of 2021 signed into law yesterday. It includes new voter ID requirements for absentee voting and limiting the number of drop boxes for absentee voters. Trump releasing a statement yesterday praising Georgia for learning from the travesty of the 2020 presidential election. He adds, too bad these changes could not have been done sooner. President Biden, meanwhile, calling for the Justice Department to review the law, which he calls Jim Crow in the 21st century. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.